Seattle is taking a new step to protect undocumented immigrants. Today, Councilmember Lorena Gonzalez is proposing a $1 million legal defense fund for people facing deportation. The money would come from the city's general fund. And this proposal is personal for Gonzalez. She grew up in central Washington, where many families were undocumented.
The fear that is produced in a community when they hear even a whisper of the fact that ICE might be doing raids is palpable. And I want to be able to, as a policymaker, as an elected official, at the very minimum, give relief to those types of families that remind me so much of my own community, that even if they are arrested by ICE and detained, that at the very least they will have some form of access to a legal representative who will fight for them. And that I think is an important reason that motivates my desire to want to push for this legal defense fund.
Can you describe a situation where someone would be able to use these funds?
There are stories that my office gets from individuals who live in the city of Seattle but might work outside of the city of Seattle who have told us that on the way to work, they've been stopped at posts that are put up by immigration and enforcement officials. And we've heard stories from wives, for example, who've said that they are married to an undocumented immigrant and that their husband is now sitting in the Northwest Detention Center and that they fear for their husband's deportation and that they find themselves in a situation where they can't afford to hire an attorney who is incredibly expensive. And so those are the type of people that are going to directly benefit from this type of an investment. And we know that immigrants who are represented in court, they are 10 and a half times more likely to obtain relief and be able to legally remain in this country.
Are there limits to how this funding can be used? Would, say, someone who's been convicted of a violent crime be able to get this money?
The only limitation in this fund will be based on whether or not a person can afford to hire their own legal representation. And it's important for us to remember that the government in these civil immigration proceedings still carry the burden of proving that this person deserves to be deported or needs to be deported. And so what the city is doing is creating a fund by which that person, regardless of what their history is, will have a fighting chance to be able to defend against the government's case. And again, the government is fully lawyered up throughout the entire process. And so this is just about leveling the playing field for people who aren't able to access the funds that they need to be able to hire their own attorney.
What's your message to Seattleites who maybe agree with President Trump's immigration policies, who might be saying, this isn't how I want my city spending $1 million?
I would say that we are a country that is based on the democratic principles of due process, and that includes having legal representation in a proceeding that has severe consequences on your life. And it's important for us to respect those constitutional principles, just like we do in the public defense system. And, you know, I think it's unconscionable that people, including children who find themselves in immigration proceedings, don't have a right to have legal counsel appointed to them. And this money will level the playing field and make it fair and give people a fair shot at defending themselves by having a legal representative standing with them, just like the government does.
That was Seattle City Council Member Lorena Gonzalez. The full council will vote on the proposal on April 17th.